This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the grief bats tumble.
This is Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And John will be engineering the broadcast out of Minnesota. And for some reason, I am getting major echoes, John, on my side, but I'm going to do my best. Is that better? Okay, there we go. Super. All right, so anyway, we have a special guest today, and he is honoring us because he can only give us a half an hour because he has prior commitments. Hopefully he can stay longer, but that's what he told me several days ago, and I will honor that if he has to go. And I met this gentleman, this young man, at This West is Our West.com meeting in Whitefish, Montana this past fall. And he is a foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine. Welcome to the show, Alex Newman.
Rich, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you and a pleasure to speak with you again after what's been a few months now, at least since Montana, huh?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. I was just so impressed with your abilities, and not just speaking abilities, but your information, the homework you do, your willingness to help others, and freedom and liberty for the West, the Western world. So I know you don't have much time, Alex, so I'm just going to start picking your brain right off the top. A little political incorrect stuff or correct topics, a little economy. But before we even go into that, an article just popped up this morning on Zero Hedge. I don't know if you saw it. And I know you're calling from Europe right now. But the title of the article is Angela Merkel says nation states must give up sovereignty to the New World Order. I just want your comment on that because, and let me give a little preface here, because the so-called left loves to call the right Nazis, but yet they're proponents of authoritarian-style communist socialism, tyrannical dictatorships, totalitarianism, fascism. You know, they call the right Nazis, but yet the Nazis are doing everything the left wants to do, like control the media, get rid of citizen journalists, cultivate followers and not thinkers. They want to control the police. Like, for example, when Antifa goes to town, the police just sits back. They're proponents of no due process. They are proponents of government school-controlled curriculum and not the parents and anti-home schools. They're proponents of private property invasion by police, strip searches, the TSA, as it comes to an example. The courts, lawyers and judges basically sold out the people for justice, and I'm holding up quotes right now. So I want to say that I don't know anybody who's anti-government. We're just anti-too big, too corrupt, overspending, incorporated, elite, controlled, manipulated, anti-constitutional, etc. So for us citizens to start acting like American nationals who expect the government to work for us, not the way around, which is what the Constitution intended, and then you read so-called Western leaders publicly saying that nation states must give up sovereignty to a new world order, which, again, this came out today on Zero Hedge just a couple hours ago. This must be disturbing. I'd love to get your comment on that. And just to let you know, what we try to do here is to stick up for the little people, the bottom 93% of income earners, and give ideas, solutions on how to control one's own destiny, at least a little bit. And when you read articles like this, it's very discouraging to the little people who doesn't have representation. Alex, if you could comment on that, please.
Sure. Well, thank you very much, Rich, and I appreciate the kind introduction. I think what we're seeing now, like with these latest comments from Merkel, and we recently had some very similar comments from the incredibly unpopular president of France, Emmanuel Macron, and a number of other globalists, you know, they've started speaking this way more and more. What we're seeing, I think, is we're entering the kind of final phase, right? And we've all known that it was eventually going to come to this. You know, they couldn't keep this project for a new world order where nation states would essentially cease to exist for all practical purposes. They couldn't keep it concealed forever because at some point, it becomes too obvious. So then they have to start talking about it openly. Like, well, you know, this has been the plan all along. Yeah, you know, last year we called you all dummy conspiracy theorists for believing that. But, you know, this has really been the plan all along. Didn't you know that? And so I think we're getting closer to the final stages. And at this point, I think it's do or die for these people. They have realized now that millions of people around the world are waking up. American voters have woken up in massive numbers. Europeans have woken up in massive numbers. And so they're at the point now where if they allow this to continue, if they keep tiptoeing around and taking baby steps on the road to their little global governance schemes, it's going to all come crashing down, right? We've seen in election after election where voters have just outright rebelled against this agenda. They've delivered victory to whoever says they're going to stand up to the EU and reclaim national sovereignty and close the borders and deport illegal immigrants and these kinds of things. And so they are now past the point at which they can do this kind of with the quote-unquote consent of the governed, you know, with a wink-wink and a nod-nod in there. And I think we're going to see more of this, right? Now they're going to come out and basically try to make the case for why we should accept this. Their propaganda will be amplified by all the fake media. And so we're now entering, I think, maybe one of the most critical time frames for this agenda. And, you know, this isn't the first time they've talked about this openly. I mean, you can go back decades and see that many of these people have talked about it openly. The Council on Foreign Relations magazine, Foreign Affairs, for those who don't know, CFR is probably the premier outpost of the deep state in the United States. They control policy, you know, up and down, whether it's Democrats or Republicans in charge. They have members of the Supreme Court, owners of the media, congressional leaders, top administration officials, you know, going back almost 100 years at this point. If you read their magazine, you see that they've been openly talking about subverting sovereignty and moving toward global governance and regional governance for decades and decades. You had David Rockefeller admitted in his own autobiography almost 15 years ago that the goal was a one-world system. He said, I'm part of a secret cabal. Conspiring was the word he used with others around the world to against the best interests of my own country, he said. And you can read this in his own book. It's called Memoirs, to build a more integrated one-world political and economic system. And so, you know, they've been admitting it, but now they're going to come out and try to sell this to the public. You know, they're going to say, well, the whole nation states idea, that wasn't such a good idea anyways. That's what caused war. That's what caused, inequality. That's what caused imperialism and all the rest of it. So now, as Merkel says, we need to start giving up sovereignty. And of course, it's not starting to give up sovereignty. I mean, nation states around the world have been giving up sovereignty now for decades to the United Nations, to regional governments like the European Union, the African Union, the Union of South American States in South America, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Asia. But now it's just coming out a little bit more into the open. And I think this is now, you know, even though it's a dangerous period in history, it's also a phenomenal opportunity because at this point, you know, they're now making our arguments for us. They're going on national television and telling us that, hey, we really are trying to strip you of your right to self-government. We really are trying to take your liberties. We really are trying to get rid of your nation and integrate you into a one-world system. And so, you know, now it's no longer a matter of conspiracy theory, as they used to famously say. Now it's a matter of, hey, this is what we've been saying all along. Now they're admitting it. Now will you take it seriously? And I think for millions and millions of people, the time to, you know, wake up and do something about this is now.
I totally agree, and that was so well said. You know, I'm not trying to embarrass you, Alex, but I spoke to Dan Happel from Connecting the Dots Radio yesterday. I was on a show a few weeks ago, and he refers to you, just so you know, as today's George Washington, and I wholeheartedly agree. And I would love to see someone like you or yourself get together with, like, a Candace Owens and a Owen Schroyer and other millennials. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He is a millennial. Barely, but I think you are, right, Alex?
I am, yeah. I'm always ashamed to admit that, but yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, but, you know, I think people are waking up around the world, and I think you being on a national tour and then taking it to the Western world, which, since you are the foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine, it would be very appropriate, and talk to young people and talk to them, you know, and minorities as well. And Candace Owens does such a great job and talks about the war against men. Carol Swain from PragerU talks about how the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment was to free the slaves, to give women voting rights, et cetera, et cetera. And all this political correctness. In fact, let me just go into the next question here. Basically, when you look at the Democrat Party or the left, they're not liberal at all. They're a globalist regime. The Democrat Party has been hijacked by the globalist regime. And their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, ideology, sway public opinion, control the narratives, memes, themes, talking points, and microphones. Their job is to create words, professional wordsmithing, and Hegelian dialectic, subliminal messaging, and take words and actually hijack the meaning to turn it around to make a narrative and venue in their favor for their agenda. Let me just give you an example. Lately, you hear the word, oh, that's offensive. Basically, that is the biggest excuse behavior term in the English language that's made to break will and make us more submissive as a people. So when you look at the blueprint of the elite to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people by groups, to create a different set of rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in, and not hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, or meritocracy. You know, you even mentioned Macron. He's using foreign troops against his own people. Up is down, left is right, right is left. When we come back after the break, Alex, I'd love for you to comment on what I just said, especially the Democrat Party being hijacked.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind Mind ever, John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Morning, America. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I have a special guest with me, Alex Newman, who is the foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine. And Alex, I submitted the question right before the break regarding kind of a subset of political correctness on how everybody's offended and the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the globalist regime. Some people don't believe it. Different set of rules, laws, accountability based on what group you're in. The MO of the elite is to distract them down, divide the American people. And the fact that some say we have a two-tiered justice system, one for the aristocracy, one for the serfs, and that's why all the proponents of the so-called left or Democrat Party are celebrities or big athletes or billionaires or millionaires, basically under the guise of liberalism, which I think anybody who does a half an hour reading per day can see that that is not the case. But it's not the fact that we have a two-tiered justice system. We actually have a multi-tiered justice system because the bottom 93% approximately, there's a different set of rules, laws, and accounting based on what skin pigmentation shade you are, what gender you are. Now they say there's 51 different genders, what sex, what sexual orientation, what religion, ideology. That's why there's so much race and sex baiting on the mainstream media all the time. So for the average person, when they hear this stuff, some people don't believe it because they're still indoctrinated on the left. Some of the old Democrats from the JFK days, still vote Democrat, even though they're seeing this and they don't want to believe it. How would you comment on what I just said, and how would you try to convince the people that the left-right paradigm is more false and phony than the aristocracy paradigm controlling the serfs? Alex?
Yeah, well, thank you, Rich. You know, I think at this point it's become totally clear that the Democrat Party has been completely and totally hijacked. I mean, we're at the point now where you literally have the head of the Communist Party USA, John Buchtel, bragging about how the Communist Party utilizes the Democratic Party to advance its objectives in the United States. And they do this in public, right? I mean, they do this in the Communist Party propaganda mouthpiece, People's World. And then at the same time, you have the same guy, John Buchtel, flying over to Communist China and talking about how great their democracy is and how they're going to basically run the New World Order. So the Democratic Party has been completely and totally hijacked by communists, socialists, useful idiots, and members of the deep state, the insiders. Now, it wasn't always like this. I mean, even as recently as the 1980s, you had very, very good people elected to, you know, prominent, important national offices on the Democratic Party ticket. Larry McDonald, probably one of the finest patriots of the last century in American history, was elected as a Democrat, as a congressman from Georgia. And, you know, of course, he was the chairman of the John Birch Society, and the Soviet Union shot down his airplane while he was on his way to Korea. But, you know, this shows that the Democrat Party was not always completely under the control of lunatics and deep state insiders and their useful idiots. But unfortunately, today, that is completely the case. I mean, you know, the only people who are not either duped by this or involved by this are, as you mentioned, you know, older Americans who don't really realize, maybe they don't watch the Communist News Network, CNN, or any of these, so they don't really know what's happened. They just, you know, always voted Democrat since the days of JFK, and, you know, they have no reason to stop because they don't realize what's going on. Unfortunately, we have a similar problem with the Republican Party. It's not quite as pronounced, but the Republican Party leadership, if you look, for example, at Paul Ryan, the outgoing Speaker of the House, if you look at Mitch McConnell, you know, they may talk conservative. They may pretend and pay some lip service to the Constitution and to God and things like this while they're out on the campaign trail. But then when they get into, you know, they actions speak louder than words. So when you look at their actions, what you see is they are very much on the same page as the Democrats. Just take the most recent 2 years. You had both houses of Congress controlled by the Republican Party. What did we see? Record spending, right? There has never been such a high level of spending in American history as there was these last 2 years under Democrat or Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican in the White House. You have continued funding for Planned Parenthood and abortion. You know, this was one of their signature campaign promises. We still had Obamacare until a federal judge just recently struck it down. So they didn't even get rid of Obamacare. All these things that they ran on, shrinking government and reducing the size and scope of government, it was all a flat-out lie. So we have this big problem. We have Americans being divided based on all sorts of artificial divides, and it's going to get worse if people don't start waking up.
Alex, I know you had prior commitments, and I can't...
Let's do 15 more minutes, Rich, so we can do that.
Can you do another segment?
Yeah, let's do one more segment.
Great. Thank you so much, Alex. Hold on, folks.
Sure, thanks.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on Twitter this morning talking about potentially closing the U.S. border with Mexico altogether if lawmakers don't give him the wall funding he wants, wanting to build that wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. 33-year-old Ronald Singh murdered Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot.
And the manhunt for that suspect's continuing. CenturyLink says it's continuing to work to restore internet and phone connection to customers nationwide. Customers in many major cities, including Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, and Seattle, are in some cases unable to even make 911 calls. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheeben from OffGridMontana.com sitting in for Vincent Fennelly today. And I have a special guest, Alex Newman. He's been on pretty much every show known to man. Great speaker. And, Alex, I appreciate you sticking around an extra segment. It's amazing how half an hour goes by so fast. I want to ask you, I'm going to dovetail two questions because I'm greedy for your knowledge. You know, we talk about you know, the psyops all the time. Like you mentioned CNN. Well, their journalist of the year admitted that he faked all of his sources, or most of them. It's analogous to our economy. It's false. It's phony. It really is artificial. You know, they talk about, you know, rates going up, but they're kind of going down, or at least staying the same. You know, we have unbelievable amounts of debt. We are truly in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, and yet they keep talking about hyperinflation. Now, they're doing everything in their power to manufacture inflation. Some examples would be, you know, stock buybacks and QE, and we've talked on this show in great detail about it. But the so-called liquidity issues, fake bank stress tests, everything has benefited Wall Street and the elites. So the cost shifting and the burden goes to the Main Street. So they take truth and they disguise it and they relabel it. And they're going after common sense and logic, and that's why political correctness is such an issue. But with today's debt issues, they talk about how we could be in the 1970s hyperinflation. But I don't think, unless we haven't even got to the so-called Fed put yet, where that typically means interest rates have to go down to zero, more QE. But are we heading into QT? Because sometimes you read articles where they're actually putting a little QE out there and really not doing any QT, which is quantitative tightening. And my next question, if you could dovetail with that somehow, what have you heard regarding the unredacted declassification of FISA warrants and thousands of indictments coming? I don't know if you know who your sources are, but what you've heard about that. If you can comment on those two issues, I'd be very grateful, Alex.
Sure. Well, thank you, Rich, for the opportunity. You know, as for the economy and what the Fed may be doing here, I think there's a very real prospect that we could be heading into some very intense economic turbulence. You know, I think we've seen the craziness in the stock market just in the last few days. But, you know, I think we really are in an everything bubble. You know, the Federal Reserve has so manipulated the economy, has so distorted the economy that, you know, as you said, it's all fake, right? It's like the fake news on television. They inflate bubbles here. They deflate bubbles there. They pump assets into their own bank accounts. They bail themselves out, as we saw in 2008. You know, the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program found out that they had printed more than $20 trillion in bailouts and lent a bunch of it and given a bunch of it to their own friends, even to some of their own board members' banks, right? So the Fed has created an economy that is built on a foundation of quicksand. And at some point, it all has to come crashing down. And I think there's a very real prospect that they could try to engineer that in the not-too-distant future and blame it all on Trump and on the people who voted for Trump, on, you know, conservative policies, tax cuts, deregulations, things like that, in an effort to permanently discredit free markets, even though obviously, you know, the Federal Reserve has nothing to do with free markets. A free market Federal Reserve is essentially an oxymoron. You're talking about a central planning board that artificially decides what interest rates ought to be, in other words, what the price of money ought to be. However, you know, they've been talking since very openly for over a decade now about moving toward a global currency. You have the IMF talking about this. You've had the Russian government talking about this. You've had the French government talking about this. You had the communist Chinese dictatorship talking about this. And they even asked Obama's Treasury Secretary, TurboTax Tim Geithner, what he thought about the communist Chinese proposal to move toward a global currency and sideline the U.S. dollar as the global reserve. And TurboTax Geithner said, you know, we're actually quite open to that. And, of course, the dollar plunged, and they kind of had to backtrack a little bit. But you can be sure that there's bureaucrats all up and down the federal government, in the Treasury Department, and in the non-Federal Reserve who believe this, right, who are very anxious to move toward this global system where the IMF and its special drawing rights, which is kind of the proto-global currency right now, become the global currency. Now, whether they would seize a crisis and move straight to a global monetary system, or whether we might stop at an intermediate stage with more regional currencies, as they're working on in Africa, as, of course, they've already done in Europe, and they hope to do in the United States as well with North America. In fact, we know this from documents that came out from WikiLeaks. You know, all of that is a very real possibility. So I think everybody who you know, is listening to this needs to take some steps to try to protect their wealth and also to educate people, because, you know, if they manage to crash the economy and we have enough educated people, and you've already had Donald Trump make some incredibly significant comments about the Federal Reserve, about its manipulation of the economy. Even on the campaign trail, he said, hey, the Federal Reserve has juiced up the economy. It's, you know, artificial bubbles here, artificial bubbles there. We'd be better off with a gold standard. So, you know, the president understands a lot of this. So right now we have an incredible opportunity to educate people about this when you have the President of the United States saying the same things. But again, it's also a very dangerous time, because if we go into some very serious economic chaos, that's the time where they would want to say, hey, now's the time to move toward a global currency or something. So we need to be very aware of that and do everything possible to get people, you know, prepared personally in their own finances, and also involved in the educational effort required to wake people up to this scam that's been underway since 1913, when we got the Federal Reserve Bank. So as far as the indictments and all that stuff, you know, I'm really not sure what's going on with that. I hear contradictory information. I hope that some prosecutions are coming. You know, I saw Trump's tweet with Hillary and Obama and Holder and some of these others, you know, making a reference to treason, and I thought that was fantastic. You know, and it's not just a figure of speech or any disagreements over policy. I mean, what you have here, as Trump pointed out on the campaign trail, is you had President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as Trump explained, they were the co-founders of ISIS. And, you know, the media thought that was totally outlandish for him to say that. And he waited a few days, and then he tweeted out the document proving that that was true. And we have a 2012 document from the Defense Intelligence Agency showing that they knew that the revolution, the rebellion in Syria was led by Al-Qaeda and was led by the Muslim Brotherhood. They supported it anyways, as they admitted in the document, and that one of their goals was the establishment of a Salafist principality in eastern Syria. You know, Salafist principality, Salafism is this kind of radical, hardcore Islam out of Saudi Arabia, and a principality is just, you know, sovereign state. And so, of course, we have this today. It's called the Islamic State, or ISIS. And this was brought about as a direct result of U.S. foreign policy. You know, the massacres of Christians all across the Middle East, this is all directly attributable to the actions of people in the White House during the last administration. Same thing in Libya. Now, if we have a war against Al-Qaeda, which, you know, according to the government, we do, it, of course, it was never declared by Congress, but they do have this war against Al-Qaeda, and you have smoking gun evidence that U.S. officials were providing material support to Al-Qaeda during this alleged war on Al-Qaeda, that is the textbook definition of treason. And so I think it's way past time to start putting people on trial for these kinds of crimes, because until people are held accountable for very, very serious crimes like this, these crimes are going to continue. Our republic is going to continue to suffer. People in other countries are going to continue to be slaughtered. You know, we've seen just mass exterminations of Christians and other minorities across the Middle East and Iraq and Syria and Libya, and you know, it's horrifying. And I think the only way to deal with it is to have serious accountability, serious prosecutions, and transparency to declassify all the documents related to this stuff. Now, whether Trump is actually planning to go that far, I don't know. I know he knows all these things. I mean, he said it publicly, but you know, he is battling a monster. You know, we call it the deep state for simplicity's sake, but this is an overwhelmingly, just massively powerful operation, and he can only do so much at once. So, you know, I'll keep my fingers crossed, hope for the best, and keep advocating that people who are involved in serious criminal activity be exposed and prosecuted. But, you know, at this point, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for it. So, you know, I think we just need to all stay active in educating people about this and demanding that justice be served. But we can't just assume that it's going to come. I have seen, you know, documents showing that there are a bunch of sealed indictments right now. Who those may be targeting, I really don't know. You know, we'll have to see where that goes. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very well said. You know, it's obvious that there's an eradication of the middle class. The aristocracy wants to control the people, put them into urban, suburban America, and basically make a very wealthy owner class and a very poor slave class. So the little people feel like they're not being represented. There's no protection of rights or restitution under the law. And what populism really is survivalism. You talked about protecting one's wealth. In an era where we could be controlled by the IMF, with the Bank of International Settlements, with SDRs, gold, silver, shine, is it going to be gold-backed? Is it going to be gold, colored tungsten? Is it domestic dollar, international dollar? Is it going to be crypto? Is it going to be centralized, decentralized? Is it going to be regulated audits from so-called official authorities? You know, there's so many directions that I read about and I hear about. For the average Joe, the bottom 93% of income earners, when you mentioned earlier about protecting wealth, what do you mean?
You know, it's a very good question, and I'm not an investment advisor, so I don't recommend anybody follow my advice, but my thinking generally is to own assets that are inherently valuable, right? People talk about U.S. Treasury securities as being the safest investment, and I just laugh. I mean, the U.S. government is the most, the biggest debtor in the history of humanity, right? There's never been an entity with this much debt in all of human history as far back as we can see. So, you know, the idea of lending the U.S. government money as the, you know, the safest asset to me is just ludicrous. I'm especially weary of the stock market right now. Real estate is very hard to tell. So, you know, me personally, I think it's good to have a diversified portfolio. I think some gold and some silver is a good bet. I always think land, you know, especially rural productive land that isn't encumbered by government and crazy regulations is always good too. And it's my personal opinion that it would be wise to keep some assets overseas beyond the reach of crazy Uncle Sam going down and drowning. So those are my thoughts on that, and thank you so much for having me on, Rich. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Alex, thank you. It's such an honor to have you as a guest. Thank you for squeezing us in on your busy commitment day. Happy New Year to you, and I hope to see you again.
Thanks so much, Rich. God bless.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Happy DGIF, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And that was a real treat having Alex Newman as a guest. When you listen to him speak, it's hard to believe. He's so eloquent in speech, so well-researched, and it's hard to believe he's a millennial. Now, he's at the back end of the millennial generation, but he is. You know, I really, when I hear people like that speak, young people like this, and I see the dedication to freedom, liberty, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it gives me hope. It gives me hope because I know there's a lot of despair out there, and we on the new media do talk about a lot of things that's wrong, and we have to because our job is to wake people up. But what we also try to do on USAPrepares.com is to offer ideas and solutions. And we don't just pick things out of the air because we say, you should do this, because we give examples of why, and we try to connect the dots with financial, economic, social, and political issues. And that's why one of the reasons, at least myself, speaking for myself, and I know Vince does this too, and Rick and a lot of other people do it, but political correctness needs to be addressed. Because political correctness should really be defined by its antonym, and that is truth. And that is really all that needs to be said for that definition. Now, let me just give a few other examples here on why everything is false and phony with the economy. Just to talk a little bit, before I go to some articles and stuff, to talk a little bit about what Alex was referring to, and I'm just going to give some examples, and then I'm going to talk about how to be more prepared and follow up with what he said as well. And that is, when you look at some of this too big to fail, the too big to jails. Let's just take General Motors, because they've been recently in the news. They get bailed out by the taxpayers. Then the corporation stock buys, they buy back their stocks. Then they lay off the little people. And they ask unreasonable prices for their products. And then after $14 billion roughly of collecting in taxpayer subsidies, they close 8 plants. Here's another example. In 2007 and 08, remember when interest rates went up by the Fed and the adjusted rate mortgages, they went up. And then you heard about all the bankruptcies and defaults, which I believe we're going to hear that again. We are hearing that. And then because so many of those loans were subprime loans, remember liar, liar? Well, it was basically, that's why I always talk about hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. Because basically that's what a liar, liar loan is, a subprime. It means that they didn't have the qualifications to buy that home or whatever they were purchasing. So then Wall Street, basically, you know, they huddle up and they say, let's not let a good crisis go to waste. And they turn these subprime mortgages into mortgage-backed securities. They call them collateralized debt obligations that were basically in distress. So who buys it? The investors, the hedge funds, the pension funds. And they should have been rated as junk bonds, but they were given high ratings instead, and they bundle things up with some bad stuff here and maybe a couple of good things here, and they often call it derivatives. So basically history is repeating itself. That's why I posed that question to Alex. What should the little guy expect? How can they control their own destiny? How can they hold on to wealth, especially when the biggest generation is going to retirement? And the reason why I blame our economic woes and where we're going on demographics, Keynesian economics, central bank corrupt monetary policies, and group identity politics is because when you look at the demographic issue, the number one growth group through 2050 is going to be the old people. It's going to be the baby boomers, where they predict 90% is going to basically file for bankruptcy in the next 10 years. Hold on after the break, folks. We'll be back for the next hour.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.